things, and he will do things that no other boxer will think that he will do.
He used to bob sideways and his palms would be like upright back. I don't know what was the science behind that, but he used to fight that way.
My name is Uko Matondile. I'm living next to Happy Boy Mkazi. I'm his neighbor. Happy Boy was a good boxer. I heard a story from my father, from my brother, from my sister, you see. Yeah. Happy Boy was a good boxer.
I am Zuko Blau. I work here at East London Museum as a human scientist. So when you talk about Umbach and the sport of boxing, you are talking more like Muhammad Ali. Because today there is this concept of the boxing museum that has been inspired by illegals that has been left by people like Umbach.
My name is Malibongwe. My surname is Toko. I'm a boxer. I'm talking about Happy Boy Mkazi, his legacy. What I have learned from him is that boxing is not only a brawling sport, you also need to use your mind. I think he was excelling on his fight because he was using a lot of his brains.
He had his own style of fighting, you know, footwork, shuffle, and all of that inspired all these young boxers, because during the 80s you could see the uniqueness of they are fighting, but yes, there is the influence of Ubran Bash or Ali Kambo. We later believe that this is how boxers from Tanzania must box. This is the way to do it, you know, must bring in your own flair, Tanzania flair.
He was slick. He was not a specialist in punching, but he was moving, he was very flexible. His legs were good, and he was clever. Most of all, he was clever. He used to put those combinations. I think he was a good boxer. Those guys, the reason why Happy Boy Mkazi's name is up there is because they were not fighting for money. They were not fighting for anything like that, but they were fighting for pride. They loved boxing. Boxing was on their mind. So it's unlike this now, because now most of the boxers are not even fighting to be good or to be up there or to be remembered, but they want to fight so that they can have something on their pockets.
If there's a fight here in Tanzania, featuring Happy Boy Mkazi, the stadium would be so full, right? While you're still coming to the stadium, you would hear the noise. And he hasn't even entered the ring. And then when his name is mentioned, people would move from stands, just running down. They want to be close to the ring. And you can imagine the chaos, 20,000 people just trying to see their idol.
I think what is happening to him right now, he's not deserving it. Right now, I think he's supposed to be one of those rich guys because he was special in the sport.
Today, yes, he's a shadow of himself. I usually see him and we chat, you know, but you can see in his face that he's a very sad man. Sometimes I think he feels like we have deserted him or, you know. You look at Muhammad Ali, he's still respected in his country, you know. Why can't he do the same here?
He came with his own style, and people tried to apply his style. Surely it didn't work for the other people, but it worked for him.
Their team could not lose in front of them. That was to see their idol, Happy Boy, doing his style. That was the man, Happy Boy.